I'm going to tell you a story, but really I'm going to invite you into a story. So think of the person that you love more than anyone in the whole world. Do you have their name in your mind? We'll call them your one. So you're at the park and a terrorist group shows up and they capture your one. Your first reaction is to fight them off, but your one says, no, let them take me. They capture them and they steal them away from you. One second you were with the one whom you love, and the next they were just gone. Can you imagine how you would feel? You follow behind just far enough so that they won't see you. But you have to make sure that you don't lose them, because all you can think of is rescuing them and getting them safely back with you. But there's too many of them. You get into the city and people start to recognize you as a friend of theirs. Adrenaline starts rushing. You don't know what to do. You're utterly helpless. Then you see a crowd gathered and you walk towards it. There they are, your one. They're on trial. Why are they on trial? They have done nothing wrong. Then you see the governor bring out another prisoner. His name was Barabbas. He was a murderer. Surely the people will choose to release Barabbas over my one. I mean, he's perfect and he's loving and he's kind and he's done nothing wrong. But everyone yells, crucify him. My one. They beat him in front of you. They had him carry his own cross. They mocked him and spit on him. And then they drove nails through his hands and his feet. They stuck a crown of thorns on his head. He dies before your very own eyes. You witnessed it. This story isn't about the name that you had in mind. It was about the only person who has ever lived that is perfect and sinless. Not our one, but the one. See, Jesus loved us enough to allow himself to be taken and tortured and mocked, because you and I are the one whom Jesus loves. I don't know who you are that's watching this video. It doesn't matter. You are the one whom Jesus loves. And I love you too.